Hey, all you Blue Jay fans out there, welcome to the Morning Mash here on the Bird Watching Gamecast. So, I don't know what you're all thinking, but this party for the weekend has already started, and it's only Thursday morning. The Blue Jays are off and running, and I don't know what it is about this team, but something about this whole situation is starting to feel like something special. I don't know if it's just the wonderful, you know, slam down that freaking Yonder Solarte does on his way home on home runs, or is the now Teoscar time talk that we've been having with how good he's been doing since his call up with Josh Donaldson on the DL, or if it's just this team is that fun in general and they're finding a way to win. But the personalities on this ball club are just, it's so thick you can't even cut this with a knife. So it's just insane the amount of fun that this team looks to be having. And like I said before, I just don't think I've seen a team that has been this cohesive this early in a season. And there's been enough new moving pieces to this team that would be a problem for a lot of ball clubs. I think this is a credit to Atkins and Shapiro for bringing in the right talent. And maybe they don't get enough credit for that. But regardless, I know you all hated probably watching the game on Facebook Live yesterday. I went on record tweeting yesterday and said, these guys are almost as bad. They're making me wish I was listening to Joe Buck. So I hope that you guys, when you listen to our game casts, when we're live during the show, that you're enjoying us a little bit better than the Facebook Live guys. And we're hoping to have another new live show for you, maybe this weekend even. So anyways, let's get to the accounts of the Toronto Blue Jays pummeling the Kansas City Royals down to their 3-13 record after we sweep them for the three-game series. The Blue Jays now sit at a cool 12-5. If you would have guessed that we were going to come out that gate that hot, I would have probably said, probably not. But I was thinking close to 500 to start the season. So this is like the equivalent of spiking the football in the end zone at this point, folks, especially after a horrendous April last season. But the Blue Jays win this one 15-5. Jay Happ gets credited with the win after having another strong start. Yes, he allowed four earned runs, but Jay Happ and all the starting pitchers' jobs are in a baseball team is to keep your team in the game and eat up innings at the beginning. So, if you go by that definition, Jay Happ was excellent. He had 5 hits, 4 earned runs, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts, which is just great to see from him, and a home run. So, how much of it is the typical Jay Happ? Okay, he had one rough spot where he gave up the home run. That was 2 of the earned runs. So having him pepper another 2 in there at the end in his 5th inning of work, I'm going to call that a win, because at that point the game was pretty much in a dead heat. And then the Blue Jays offense kicked in and just really rocked the Royals. So let's talk about that offense. The scoring was started off by Justin Smoke doubling in Teoscar Hernandez, and Teoscar Hernandez had a record day, basically, and we'll get to that in a moment. And that moment is now, apparently, I forgot. So Teoscar Hernandez, in his second bat, crushed a home run that was off the flight deck in center field. So this ball was just pummeled and drove right up the pipe, and he had beautiful extension on this swing, and this is the power that he possesses. And why, regardless of these possible strikeouts that many fans are expecting him just to stick with this team and not go anywhere. Following him, Yonder Solarte had another party with a 4th home run of the season. And it was a 3-0 count, green lighted, and just crushed. Watching the replay on this, he just knew as soon as he hits it, he just kind of stood there, wham, gone. The offense continued to roll, but didn't really get going again until the 5th inning, where Randall Grichuk reached on an error that scored Yonder Solarte. And maybe that error was the catalyst for the rest of the offense, but Another Luke Maley single scored Kevin Pillar, and that was a pinch hit one for Luke Maley. Luke Maley is slowly becoming the brand new cult hero for the Toronto Blue Jays. I said that he's quickly becoming like the next, you know, Munari Kawasaki, Ryan Goins type character for this team. And everybody needs to have somebody like that. He's a working class guy, you know, get him out there and watching him play the way he has been, especially in this Kansas City Royals series, has been the stuff of, you know, baseball dreams, you know. So, moving along, the seventh inning continues. Kris Granderson took a walk that brought in Randal Grichuk. And then Teoscar Hernandez brings in everybody with a triple. So, folks, four hits for him. And he was literally a double short of being a cyclist for the day. But, yes, and we'll talk about Teoscar here in a moment. But the eighth inning, the floodgates completely opened for the offense as they just ran away with this one. Kevin Pillar had a double that drove in Solarte. Again, Solarte. So regardless if he's hitting home runs, he's finding a way to get other production on the field. Lesmus Diaz hit a single that drove in Russell Martin. And then Kris Granderson, and it's Grandy time, when he put a little opposite field sauce on a grand slam, folks, that drove in Pillar, Diaz, and Luke Maley. And I'm sorry, but the box score is actually wrong on this one. It wasn't Russell Martin that scored on the Diaz single. It was Luke Maley. So, wonderful good times in Toronto yesterday, regardless of the Facebook Live awfulness that I had mentioned. And the bullpen was pretty solid, other than Aaron Loop giving up a home run to Alcides Escobar. Danny Barnes got an inning of work, didn't allow a hit. Same thing with Ryan Tepera. Oh, sorry, Ryan Tepera only pitched a third. And Tim Mesa allowed just one hit in a walk while striking out a batter in the ninth. So, good to see him out there as well. So the Blue Jays, as I had mentioned, are going to have a wonderful conversation at some point in the very near future on how their outfield and their designated hitter and their lineup in general is going to have to shape up. Teoscar Hernandez keeps putting up numbers with 4-for-4 with 4 RBIs and 2 runs scored. And Younger Solarte is leading the team in home runs right now. It went 2-for-4 with a home run, an RBI, and 3 runs scored. Those two guys, you're going to have to find a way to get them in the lineup day in and day out. The worry is okay, well, where do you put them? Right now, the outfield is pretty slammed shut. Yes, you could start doing a platoon with Randal Grichuk, maybe. Figuring out something to go with there, but unfortunately, they're both right-handed, so there's no clear-cut platoon situation. Is it as simple as somehow figuring out how to get rid of Kendrys Morales, who is literally limited to the DH role, and I wouldn't be afraid to put him at first base, at least after the one game he started this season already, ended him on the DL. He is supposed to be back on Sunday by the early reports. And eventually Josh Donaldson is going to want third base back from Solarte. So it's just a matter of time before some of these wonderful, like I said, kind of conundrums come into play. But I am always a firm believer you got to play the hot hand, and Teoscar Hernandez and Solarte are the hot hands at the moment. So, everybody, Major League Baseball news aside, what was going on down on the farm, you might ask? The New Hampshire Fisher Cats in AA were able to beat the Rumble Ponies of Binghamton 5-4, and this is mostly off of just enough hits for the Fisher Cats, 11 to be precise, and a big inning in the sixth scored 3 runs to push them over the top. And this was after the Rumble Ponies had came up and actually tied it at 2 right before that in the inning. So Dusty Isaacs would get the win, Craig Breslow will get the save. Jonathan Davis led off and had 2 hits in his 5 at bats. Vladdy Guerrero 2-for-2 with 8 RBI and a run scored. He also had a double, which was his 5th of the season. Excuse me. And also in this, Gunnar Height found a way to drive in a pair, and his was the big hit. One for four and two RBIs for Gunnar Height. So great outing for the Fisher Cats, who are now currently sitting at an 8-3 record and are finally getting back in the swing of things after some of the fun April weather has kept them from playing. The Dunedin Blue Jays were able to take down the Fort Myers Miracle, which is a part of the Twins organization, and even up their record at 6-6. Patrick Murphy was on the hill. I had a chance to actually interview Patrick Murphy this past weekend before the start, and I had a great conversation with him. That is going to be on jaysjournal.com either Friday or Saturday, I'm hoping. So look out for that, everybody. And Patrick Murphy is one of those guys you should be watching. He's got a great arm, and it was on display yesterday as he pitched six innings, it looks like. Yeah, six innings. Sorry, the box score is taking forever to load. I had to listen to this on the radio yesterday. The Dunedin Blue Jays games are not on MILB TV. Six innings, as I mentioned, eight hits he scattered, which is a lot. You would think that they would have been able to get some damage on him, but he had four runs that were scored while I was on the mound. Only two of those that were earned. Three errors by the Dunedin Blue Jays. Usually does not let a team win, but Murphy was able to wiggle out of a lot of that trouble that was on the mound and keep the game close. He also struck out six and only walked two. So another solid start for Patrick Murphy in his third one of the season. He would not get the win for those efforts, but Nick Hartman would in his one inning of work as the Blue Jays finally took the lead. So on the offensive side, Dalton Pompey has to be mentioned, folks. And I know he's kind of the forgotten guy in all of this outfield depth the Blue Jays amassed over the last few years. 3-for-4, folks. Two RBIs and a run scored. And those were two doubles during those hits, too, everybody. So Dalton Pompey is still around, and it looks like he's put the concussion issues behind him, everybody. So after him, Logan Warmoth went 1-for-4 with an RBI. Bradley Jones, a guy that went off to a red-hot start last year and earned a quick promotion from Lansing to the Dunedin Blue Jays. It looks like he's finding his groove again. Went 2-for-5 with an RBI and a run scored. Riley Adams, also 2-for-5, scored twice. And that's four multi-hit players for the Dunedin Blue Jays in an 8-4 win over the Miracle. And Lansing Lugnuts, everybody, were showing some mighty bats after a night of them being sleeping. The 7-2 win over the Lake County Captains for Sellers. What a great outing from him. And just looked like the Lansing Lugnuts were able to put the puzzle pieces together in this one. Zamon Taylor went 0-for-4, but he was able to get on base and steal two bases and score twice. So one of those guys that's been sneaking under the radar so far for the Lansing Lugnuts and might be a guy to be keeping your eye on. Might be one of those rise quickly candidates, as he normally plays shortstop and second base. And at the lower levels, the depth on that is a little odd. So especially as a lot of guys like Taylor that could play a few different positions. The hero of this game has got to be Casey Clemens or Brock Lundquist, everybody. Casey Clemens, 2-for-2. Three RBIs and a run scored. He took two walks also. So Casey Clemens is finding a way to get very good at very quickly. Had a good debut with the Vancouver Canadians, but clearly has done some extra work over the offseason as he's ran right into this season and been crushing it. Maybe that little bit of spring training with the big club helped him out and figured out some things. Brock Lundquist also went 1-for-4 with two RBIs in the win. So that is your organizational news for the Toronto Blue Jays, everybody. And that's pretty much everything we got to talk about this morning on the Morning Mash. Get excited about this Toronto Blue Jays team, everybody. Not only at the major league level, but on the minor league level. There is so much talent. It is ridiculous. It's coming out of everywhere. There's barely enough places to put them on the diamond. So keep it all interested. And this team is, like I said, one of the funnest I've had the pleasure of watching in years. And it's a hell of a start. Let's hope they can keep this fuel on the fire and keep on running with it. I am Craig Borden. You can find me on my normal every day at thejaysjournal.com or here on the Birdwatching Gamecast. I thank you all for listening. Go Blue Jays, and let's keep this thing rolling.